have to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, if you're out and about and you can't just stand there or sit there at home and watch it, you can podcast, but you can listen live as it is happening. Just stay with it no matter what you're doing on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour's coming up in the third hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. I was doing a little reflection. And I realize even more so that it is mind-blowing to me that all human beings, there's not one, all around the world, and for the flat earth and up and down the world, but around the world, there's not one person that's not possessed with evil spirits. That we're all possessed, and those spirits are dark and wicked, deceptive, and they are desperately trying to stay with us, to control us, and live through us. They don't want to leave the body, because if they have to leave the body, where will they stay? Where will they move to? And they work overtime, undertime, around time, all the time, to try to make you believe and feel and makes you believe that what you're thinking and feeling is you and it's real. The so-called good feelings and the bad ones. And the fake goodness that comes from those evil spirits and the wickedness, which is the same as the fake good feelings, is beyond the known. And until you start to work on yourself as an individual, you won't understand what I'm talking about. It is mind-blowing to me that these things control us, but we think, because we don't know, we think it's really believe that it's us, and we think it's human nature. It is human nature, but it's the devil's nature. But it's mind-blowing how if you're not really paying attention to self, that you don't know that something else is driving you and causing you to feel and do the things you don't want to do. You wouldn't normally do. And then you call them you. That's what's so crazy about it. I am this and I am that and I feel this and my emotions and you hurt my feelings and you did this to me, you say. And it has nothing to do with you. Another thing I noticed, and I hear this from a lot of people that I counsel with and on the show too here, those men and women who are starting to work on themselves, they say, Jesse, this is so hard. It's just so painful. It's so painful. And they're right. It is painful. And the closer you get to the depths of the darkness, of going through the hell in your mind and body, the painful it gets. And you want to like, it try to encourage you to give up. It tells you it's not working. Give up. It want to discourage you. As once in a while, some people feel discouraged and they stop. But what you don't know is that discouraged feeling, thoughts and feelings that you're getting is part of the demon's deception. They tell you, oh, it's not going to work. Oh, it's not working. Look how painful it is. And then some people give up. Some stay with it anyway. And when they stay with it, eventually the truth will present itself and destroy that. And then you go to the next step and the next demon and the next deception. Because the more you overcome, the more you're going to want to overcome. And I want you to know, for those people who are working on themselves, don't let the demons in you or the demons in other people tell you that it's not working. It is working. You're doing just fine. When you are aware that these things are happening inside of you, and you know it's you, the fact is, it's happening in you. You face that fact and do nothing about it at all, zero about it, you shall be free. I promise you. But it's going to take some work and it can take commitment. In that you take commitment by being aware of it, of those demons, the so-called good feelings, the false happiness and the false love and then the false hate and the revenge and the jealousy and the envy and the strife and false identity. You take responsibility by facing the fact that it is happening in you and do nothing about it. Live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, but be aware of it. The awareness will destroy the false self, the darkness. It will happen. And don't be deceived. It will happen, but it's going to be painful. Because, again, the demons don't want to leave. And they cling to you. And they hold on for dear life inside of you. Because once they are forced to leave, they have no life. Because they can't. The only life they have is through you. And your reactions are overreactions. What a mess, huh? Paul said it in the Bible, but most people missed it. The things that I want, the right that I want to do, I can't, he said. And the wrongness that I don't want to do, I do. And he was like, what the? I have to realize that it's not me. Something has made a home in me. And it's driving me. So I surrender. I give up. And let the spirit of truth destroy the lie. It's so amazing that these things made a home in us. But it's also amazing that we don't have to stay that way. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to live that way. You don't have to be you any longer. Meaning that you don't have to be the false self any longer. Isn't that something? And the false self is all the identities that you picked up through life. An identity called discomfort. An identity called worry or fear. An identity called loneliness. An identity called, I gotta be nice to you. Identity called, I need love. An identity called, if I get a family, I'll be happy or happier. An identity called, I get a job, get this and get that. My life is working. All those false identities. Identity called ambitious. I must be ambitious. False identity, because you become ambitious and you become a difficult person to live with yourself and with others. So just be aware for those men and women who are working on themselves, know thyself. Keep eyes on their self, yourself. And you're going to see the demons and others who are trying to hurt you, they won't be able to touch you because you will know about you more than they can ever know. And they can't help it because of they're driven by those same evil spirits, but they're completely surrendered to the spirits of evil, and they call them themselves. I'm mad, they say. And they roam the earth seeing who they can devour, rob, rape, kill, murder, whatever, beat up. And those are demons. This is hell on earth through human beings. And another example of that, this is an extreme example, but what seemed not extreme, but it is extreme, is when parents have no patience for the children. That's the same demon that causes people to go into the street and rob and kill. It's the same spirit, and it causes the same problem. Because you can bank on it. Any parent that has anger or resentment is evil, and they have no patience for the children, zero. And then they blame the children when the kids grow up like them and they're looking at themselves in the children. They're looking at the mirror, but they pretend the mirror is not reflecting of them. But the kid's just bad. I was a good parent. I did the best I could. Then they lie. Bad parents produces bad children. No such thing as a good parent producing bad children. It doesn't happen that way. Example of demons at work in a big way. But those demons in your imagination is the same demon that, according to Fox News, allegedly some guy was attacked on the street. Fox News was reporting President Donald Trump on Monday threatened to federalize. I feel like I'm losing my voice. Yesterday after my show, I taped some brand new episodes of the Fallen State. Then I had to go to council. But I have a mint. Thank you, Dad. But I can't take it right now, right? Huh? On the show? While I'm doing the show?
I think so.
I thought it was improper. Oh. So James is telling me I can take these things, but just don't make noise against the teeth. But anyway, President Donald Trump on Monday threatened to federalize Washington after famed former Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, employee was allegedly beaten in the nation's capital. Watching some Jesse Waters on Fox News.
Fox News alert, the infamous Doge Lieutenant Big Balls was just jumped in D.C. by up to a dozen gang members. Viewer warning, the image we're about to show you is bloody. Elon Musk says Edward Korestein, known as Big Balls, was assaulted after trying to stop a gang from assaulting a woman in her car. The woman's now safe, but Korestein is left with a concussion. The president reacted earlier today. Watch.
Somebody from Doge was very badly hurt last night. You saw that. A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C. And either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Random attacks and robberies, nothing new in D.C. We've seen elected officials, government employees, even Biden's granddaughter become victims of the Capitol. If they don't secure the city, Trump will.
I like the fact that Donald Trump does what he has to do. He just does. He takes care of the business. It's like the good old days when fathers were that way. But just think about that. This young man trying to help this lady, according to the report, and he get beat up. And he get brain damage or something like that. Concussion, according to the report. So I'm wondering, is it even worth it or safe to try to help others when you see them getting beat up or robbed or whatever? Because look, if this is true, look what happened to this guy. Nobody was there to help him. And now he has a concussion, according to a report. I don't know if it's safe anymore to do that kind of stuff. What do you think, Nick?
I don't know. I was saying something like that when I saw people a couple of years ago trying to stop looters at, like, convenience stores and stuff.
Right.
But this is one of those situations where it's like some young woman or something. Maybe he saw she was truly in danger. I really don't know. But I tend to agree with you.
If you got a mob of people attacking a person and one you, what can you do about it? They're going to end up beating you up. Because they're gonna, like wild animals, they're going to gang up on you.
I think
and
that
bite
might even
you and hit you and kick you like a wild animal would do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might be a. I think I may have heard that that's not smart to do if you're in like law enforcement and stuff. That if you were to put yourself in danger, there's no point in doing that.
Mm-mm.
That's not even heroic or whatever.
Why not just bring back the police and bring back bail bonds and bring back tough laws? And if you will stop doing this, it will start to be less, become less at least. According to the New York Times, this guy, young man, he was surrounded and attacked by 10 young assailants outside of his car, according to the New York Times. And this woman, if this is all true, she's gone on with her life, and he's had a concussion. And he's white. He appeared to be white. And people in this country and all the Western countries don't care about white people anymore in the Western nations. And why don't I hear a loud outcry demanding that we bring back the police and tough laws? With all this crime going on, why don't I hear that and I don't? No one is really talking about that. Why? What sound Jewish there? Who was chorus sing? Who was the chorus sing?
That's the fella who got
the Doge guy?
Correct.
His name was Corstein?
Correct.
Oh. Why don't you bring back law and order? Are you afraid of being called racist? Would you rather just get beat up and robbed and kicked and stomped on and knocked out and then say, hey, we need to bring back the cops? These people going out of control. Or gone out of control. What a sad way to live. And one other quick point. I know for a fact, and without a doubt, besides not having police anymore, no more bail bonds, these people know they're just going to walk into court and out, in the police station and out. Evil is operating on this earth. And the one thing that evil is doing is making sure that it survives on earth through human beings. And you know what it's doing? Putting females in all kind of leadership positions. Because evil knows that the power is not in the woman. It knows that the weakness, the evil is in the woman, destruction. And that the woman is subject to the evil stuff. And there's no real power in that. And no one cares. No one going to pay attention. And so it's replacing women in everything. Police departments. Every time I look at the news now, there's a woman, the police chief female. In government, so-called senators and whatever they are. And in schools and in churches. Can you believe that there are women that teach Bible class? Women teach Bible study. Did you ever imagine that? I didn't even know until I interviewed one that the women, females, were rabbis. So they're all over the place. And it's allowing, the men are allowing it to happen because they don't understand this just as in the home, the wife / mother need the man to guide her in raising the children. Likewise, she needs the man that got her in the world. But you're putting these females in charge of everything, and everything is going to hell in a handbag. It's only getting worse because the power is not in the woman. It's not made to be that way. It's not created that way. And you, in the good old days, men and women knew this. Why don't you look around and see that they're putting women in all kinds of positions and nothing is getting better. Zero is getting better at all. At least with beta males, things get a little better. Well, with females, they don't get better at all. Look at the black family, the black people. They're out of control because they have that female spirit in them, which is evil. The boys and the girls, men and women. And you're putting these females in charge of the country. May God have mercy on your soul. The power, and women are not strong. Stop lying. When you hear men say that women are strong, what they're saying is that they're weak. Women are not strong. It's just that men are weak. And the women that who are waking up, they notice. They'll tell you, you're right, I'm not strong. My man is weak. People, it's reported, a Texas sheriff deputy is under investigation after posting a viral TikTok suggesting she might write more tickets, traffic tickets. She might write more traffic tickets. She didn't get cracked the night before. Why, this is from X.
A Precinct 5 constable deputy under an internal investigation after posting a TikTok that went viral. In this video, she suggests since she didn't get what she wanted the night before, everyone is getting a ticket.
Don't stop, yeah, get it.
In the video, you can see the deputy taking some notes, joining in on the TikTok trend and blurring out certain parts of her uniform, but she leaves her name visible to see. We saw other videos on her account where she's in uniform doing some TikTok trends. Her account has since deleted, and we spoke to some people here in the Precinct 5 area who tells us she's free to do whatever she wants on her personal time, but when she's representing the law enforcement agency that she works for, she has to be more cautious.
I think it's real inappropriate and disrespectful.
It's very unprofessional, you know what I'm saying?
We reached out to the Harris County Precinct 5 Constable's office for a statement on this viral video that has since been deleted, and this is what they told us.
Our administration is aware and Internal Affairs has opened an investigation. We have no other comment at this time. End quote.
Isn't that crazy? And you put females in charge. How crazy is it that you're going to go on TikTok and say that I didn't get my crack last night, according to the report? Allegedly. I didn't get my crack last night, so everybody get a ticket. Talk about thrills. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away from me. Jesse. Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chat. What a mess! Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. There's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no yet-be-dat-ism, no ism. Welcome back. Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour today. Is Wednesday. Couple announcement: the Men's Forum tomorrow night, first Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Every first Thursday night of the month, and then the third Thursday, ladies' night for ladies only. And they are amazing. They meet both the men and the women. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had an amazing conversation with, I don't have any information here. Hold on, let me update. Jamie Date. And my producer's talking to me in my ear. He didn't send me. Jamie Date. She's a men dating coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you surprised that men will listen to a woman about dating?
There's definitely a large group of men out there that only want advice coming from a woman. If men are hunters, what does that make women?
Hunties.
False. We are gatherers. We gather information about you.
That's for sure. Would you ever date or marry a man that would tell you his problems?
I'm dating one right now.
What a beta. You wouldn't work with a man that know that there's a right way to do this?
He would never come to me to begin with.
I got you. That's right, a man that no would never go to a woman. Isn't that amazing? TheFallenState.tv this Friday. And you can become a member there. You can support us by becoming a member. Donate there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. Locals.com, all right? And Happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month. So I want to hear your Men History moment. All right? And counseling. I do counseling myself by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Family individual counseling. And be patient because it's really book, really. From around the world. By Skype, phone, or walk-in. If you like counseling, go to RebuildingAMan.com, RebuildingAMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make an appointment. But be patient. If he can't get you right in, we set it up, and then if somebody cancels, we'll put the next person in line. But we'll get you in as soon as we can, all right? Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well. Happy Men's History, Josh.
Yes, sir. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
All right. I was calling for that biblical question.
Is there anyone smarter than you?
I'd say no, because I see it's like fake, or it's like an illusion to see anybody as smart or dumb or compare yourself, because everybody's kind of like in a different situation. So within, you know, it's like how people were raised caused them to do the things they do and be interested and have different talents. So comparing yourself to anybody is always an illusion.
So you say, no, there's no one smarter than you.
Yeah, correct, because it's an illusion. It looks like it. It definitely looks like I'm dumber than a lot of people or smarter than some people. But, yeah, I say it's fake, because everybody was kind of dealt a different hand, you know, in life. So it's
different in what way?
Like, you know, if somebody was raised in a certain area and had a certain type, if I had Elon Musk's parents, I would probably be smart the way he is, or quote unquote smart, but he just went, it's because of his situation as to why he is where he is now. Whereas, you know, if I had Barack Obama's parents and his upbringing and childhood, you know, that caused him to be programmed the way he is, you know.
Is Elon Musk smarter than you?
He's not, but it just looks like it. He appears to be, but that's a fake, it's a fake illusion.
Is Ben Carson, you know who Ben Carson is?
Yeah, the brain surgeon.
Is he smarter than you?
No. He's smart. He's a rocket scientist. Elon's a rocket scientist and a brain surgeon. Those are like that's what everybody perceives to be the smartest of. Rocket scientist, brain surgeon, you know.
Well, I want to put my little two cents in, but I got to wait until Sunday.
All right.
Let me ask this, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear or see the video where this cop said that she didn't get her crack? So she gonna give everybody a ticket?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That's the story of everything in society. It's especially the police department is they just went down in quality because people don't, you know, respect police officers anymore. So they don't hire, they lowered the standards. So they got anybody in there now.
What do you think about the fact that in every area of life now, it seems that they are putting women in position of leadership?
Yeah, it really started happening after the pandemic, and it's like. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we have control over that. But, yeah, it's women doing all kind of manly jobs, like big construction jobs. And
what do you think about them putting women in a so-called leadership role? So you're right. Even when they advertise farming or construction jobs or whatever, they have a woman on there as an advertiser. Leading the way, and even for cars and things like that. And then nowadays, not a lot, but nowadays, when there's something happening in the kitchen, they have a man mopping and washing clothes, talking about how good the detergent smell. They have the men doing the women's stuff and women doing the man's stuff.
That's how school was too. From high school to college, that's the result of college. It makes men more feminine. You know, school, they make the boys, they turn the boys into girls, and then they encourage the girls to be like men, like career women and driven, but
well,
women aren't
naturally
like that.
Why do men allow that to happen? Why don't they fight for themselves to not go along with that? They don't have to go along with it.
Yeah.
A man doesn't have to do an ad mopping the floor while his wife's standing in the kitchen watching.
Yeah, we've been tricked. We've been, like, programmed into thinking that men and women are equal. They push that really hard.
But that's not a sign of equality. They're a sign of weakness,
right?
Because they're putting the women in a false sense of leadership, which is false, and men in a false sense of under the woman. That's not equal.
Right.
It's not like they have the men and the women doing the same thing. They undermine them.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah, man. This all started in the 60s with the civil rights movement kicked it off, then the women's movement.
Yeah.
And now we're reaping the results of all of that hardcore. So.
And the sad thing about it, if I can use the word sad, it's only gone to get worse. It cannot get better. Because the power is not in the woman. She couldn't do it if she had to, because the power is not in her at all.
Yeah.
What do you think? One last thing, then I got to go to other callers here. What do you think about a woman teaching a Bible class?
Man, I grew up that way.
What way?
With women teaching Bible class, vacation Bible school, and. And this is in multiple, you know, I was in the Mormon church for a little while about 5 years ago, and it's the same in the black church as it is in the Mormon church and regular,
Would you ever go
churches.
To a Bible study class or a Bible class where a woman is teaching it? Would you attend that?
Not now, I wouldn't, but, back before I...
Yeah.
When I was, brainwashed, I would.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't see nothing wrong with it.
I'm brainwashed, you're right.
Yeah.
What a Definitely. Mess.
Yep, it's a mess.
Thank you, Josh. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday with the Bible.
Okay.
With the biblical question. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to David out of Chicago. David, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And happy Men's History Month to you.
Happy Men's History Month, David. It's amazing.
It really is. It really is. I just wanted to do a little, give a little testimony, a little testify, if you will, before I would sit and wonder, like, oh, man, like, do I really got to go and forget my parents? Do I got to go and do it now? Is it the right time? But it's like, man, after doing that, you see things so clearly. And I was having, I hadn't talked to my dad in years, but after we had talked, I went and
Hold on, David, hear something like a radio or something in the background. You hear
that,
David?
Okay.
I don't think it's you, though, David. I think it's coming from our end.
Sure, I'll hold on.
I don't hear that.
So what did you say, Derek? Derek, what did you say? Oh, it was Derek out there playing something, and he had the button on. Go ahead, David. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I was talking with my father last night, and it was amazing because I used to be so afraid of him and afraid of his anger. And after forgiving and seeing the anger that was in me and dropping that, and just living as that, as a living being, as a living spirit, it's like, oh, man, talking to him last night, he got so mad, but it wasn't him. And I could see that. I could see that he had the spirit of anger in him, that he was letting it make a home in him. And he was almost kind of like, he was playing with it, right? He's like dancing with his anger. He really like, he's holding on to it. But it wasn't him. And I could see that. And there was no fear in it. Like the type of anger he had would have scared me to shake him when I was 2 months ago, even. But this time, like I saw it, I was like, oh, that's the anger in him, but that's not the him. That's not the living being, the living spirit that he is. That's just the anger that's in him. And so when
you
say,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Finish your question.
I was going to say, you say, like, oh, you know, once you forgive, you can have, like, people will say these awful things to you, and you won't feel a thing about it. And I was like, oh, you'll be bigger than it. But, like, it's like, no, it's like, there wasn't a bigger or smaller. I didn't feel a thing about the anger he was throwing. And he was throwing some really, what you might call harsh things, but they weren't harsh. It was just anger in him. I was like, I didn't feel a thing about it. And it was amazing.
He was mad at you?
Yeah, well, he was mad. He was throwing anger at me. He wasn't mad at me, but he wouldn't know that. He asked me, I don't know why he's never asked me. He's like, did you vote for that a-hole in the White House? And I was like, yes, I did. He's like, F you. F you, you're ruining the country.
He said that, like, your father said that to you, F you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, and I truly mean this, I didn't feel a thing about it.
Right on.
And that would have terrified me as a kid, as an adult.
Yeah.
Like I said, up until a couple months ago, until I actually realized I was holding resentment against him, I would have been like, I got to get off the phone. I got to get off the phone. He said, F you. That's the worst thing ever. But it's like he said it, and I'm like, I didn't feel a thing about it. And he went on for a while. He went on for a while of like, you're ruining the country. Well, not you, because you live in Illinois. Your vote didn't count. But F you. And I was like, wow. It was amazing just to see that. So, and it's funny because we had the conversation and the conversation kept going. And I love my dad. And we're going to talk again because it didn't, like, I could see that it was just the spirit in him that was torturing him. And it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Where you, if you stay with that, stay with it, paying attention to what's happening in you, it will only get better. Really?
Oh, it's so true.
You never see anything yet. It gets better and better and better. So stay with it, man.
Oh, man, it's so good. And I hope everybody out there does the silent prayer morning and night because it's so important. It's one of those things. It's like you will, like, those spirits will be like, eh, you don't need to do it. You're fine. Or don't do it. Nothing happens. But then you do it. And it's like when you're in the present, you're in the presence of God. And it's like, wow.
Well, stay with it. It's amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingAMan.com/silent prayer. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. That's amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
No more thoughts about our coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, you are right about them not wanting to leave. I don't think or speak anymore. Because it's all straight from hell, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Animal Core 01 says, Jesse, just wanted to thank you for the good work you do. Your words changed my life. I was a drug addict 10 years. Now I can say I'm finally free. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. And thanks for your support. Helping us to help others.
Eric, good morning, Jesse. Just wanted to ask.
Ask.
What's wrong with the whites? Wishing JLP crew well.
Thank you,
Eric.
You read that yesterday?
No.
Oh,
I
that's
didn't.
A new one.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
He
Thank
keeps
you.
Asking.
What's wrong with the whites?
And I keep saying, I don't have time to get into it.
I see. You call yourself having a new shirt?
I don't call it that. You called it that.
Is it new?
It is.
It's sharp.
Thank you. I almost wore it last week, but I'm like, ah. Anyway.
Well, you talk about it later on your show.
Indeed,
I just noticed that the design is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And the material is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's cotton. Anyway, that's enough. Blunt Wit.
And no, I'm sorry.
Blunt Wit says, the indifference of good men.
Thank you.
And Lin Yen Chin says, similar to how Lord Goodhair uses his hair, Nick uses the sparkle blouse to daze and confuse, then re-educate villains. This is how he saves innocent women and children in his spare time. Ask him, says Lin Yen
Chen. I haven't seen that shirt since the first time Nick wore it 30 years ago. And we talked about it on the show. I think he burned that shirt.
He might have.
What did you do with that shirt, Nick?
I'm fighting. Ask Lin Yen Chen. He just told you. I'm using it at night to fight crime.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bob says, celebrating you, Jesse, plus the men on the team for Men's History Month. 100 cool sunglasses emoji.
Right on. Thank you. And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says Larry Tesler, inventor of the cut, copy, paste commands, dies at 74, which sounds like old news. And he kept on pasting it and copying it and pasting it everywhere. Pastor Chatelet did. But thank you for the late coming news from 5 years ago. Five and a half years ago.
He died 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Is that like a man history moment or something?
It might be. Larry Tesler.
Is that Pastor Chatelet? Chatelet, right?
Chatelet, yep.
Chatelet. Is that a man history moment? Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Man history moment.
Indeed. Lin Yen Chin says, other than Job, Proverbs, Psalms, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, and everything else, everything else in the Bible is women noise, also known as insecurity, paranoia, and hate. Jesse, let women teach the woman book, also known as the Bible, says Lin Yenshin.
Women should not be teaching, though. A friend of mine told me that he read the Jewish Bible, the Torah thing or something.
Uh-huh.
And that the story of Job is not in that Bible. They're saying that it's not real.
Whoa. Everybody wondering.
You ever heard of that?
I vaguely feel like I might have heard something to that effect.
So the Jews believe that the story of Job never happened?
I don't know.
I interviewed a rabbi on the Fall of State yesterday, upcoming episode, and it's sounds like he doesn't believe that the New Testament exists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he talked about the Torah. But everything is about the Old Testament and not the New. So I think I asked, do you think that it's over, it's done? You can be free now, Jesus came. But it looked like they're still waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the Lord to come. I keep on waiting. But the Lord has come. But they don't seem to know that for some reason.
Yeah.
Just a little FYI. Thank you.
Interesting. Charlotte's bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Great interview with Eric Orwald yesterday. Great idea to keep out whites who are married to blacks, because those whites are liberal. Liberal whites are the main ones they should keep out, because eventually they would push for minorities to be in that neighborhood.
So when you talk about yesterday, for those who missed it, in the first hour of the show, I interview Eric, and Eric is one of the founders of this all-white area there in Arkansas. And they are building a white township for whites only. And they even check you out before you, if you apply, you can't be nothing but white. I think it's an amazing idea, though. I'm not against it at all. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Charles. Marcus G90 says, Jesse, you say everyone is evil, and I agree, but yet you don't admit how evil Netanyahu is? Yet you speak good about the demon in disguise that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ.
I don't understand that. What are you saying?
He wants you to talk about how evil Netanyahu is.
What do you do?
I don't know, but we have to go to break.
Thank you all.
Oh, yeah, he's conquesting.
Is that a bad thing?
Might be. Not sure.
Why? He the dream team.
That's right.
Trump, the dream team. Netanyahu and Putin. Back in a moment. So, hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back.
Than a child molester. I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
some serious mess going on in the world. They are, they're talking about people, a bunch of people with Legionnaire's disease, which sounds cool, but I guess it's not cool. It can result in multi-organ failure and shock. And so, if untreated with antibiotics. And also Epstein files drama mess and vax research. That is mess being cleaned up because I think they're pulling $500 million in funding for mRNA messenger ribonucleic acid vaccine development. And that might be a good thing that they're pulling back on that. I don't know. RFK Jr. is behind that. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 6th, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often, all right? Just in case a line opens up, and call in also as you hear JLP wrapping up with other callers. Even during Hate News, Not Fake News, you can hang tight, callers, and just try it here and there, those of you who are trying, who want to get in every so often. And by the way, we have Punchy TV today, right after, well, an hour after the end of American Anchor Baby, which is live right after the Hague Report, which is live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And we have Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour. And tomorrow night, the first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. That's August 7th, 2025 AD. Men's Forum. RebuildingTheMan.com/events, if you so please, men. And Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports at least 58 people in New York City been diagnosed with so-called Legionnaire's disease. L-E-G-I-O-N-N, two N's, right? A-I-R-E-S, apostrophe, disease. Two have died. Wow. Authorities suspect that this bacteria, Legionella, is being spread by cooling towers on buildings in Harlem, whatever those are. And Legionnaire's disease causes flu-like symptoms, all right? It's treatable with antibiotics. Imagine you think you have the flu and it's Legionnaire's disease. If it's left untreated, it can result in shock and multi-organ failure, which does not sound nice at all. So be safe and healthy, people. The House Oversight Committee has issued nearly a dozen subpoenas for information related to the late convicted sex offender, Democrat donor, Harvard donor, Jeffrey Epstein. One subpoena that was sent to the Department of Justice, the DOJ, asks that all Epstein files in their possession, as well as any communications between former Biden administration officials and the DOJ related to the case, be handed over to Congress. Oh, a bunch of drama, huh? Subpoenas also sent to 10 high-profile Democrat and Republican figures seeking closed-door depositions. Top Trump officials will meet at Vice President J.D. Vance's residence tonight, so said three sources to Commie Nonsense Network. These officials reportedly will discuss a response to the Trump administration's handling of the case, the so-called case. The meeting also comes as they weigh on whether to publish an audio recording and transcript of Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche's recent conversation with Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. We wish her well. Who also said that Trump, she never said, saw Trump do anything sketchy in the world. Anyway, the Department of so-called Health and Human Services has decided to slash about $500 million. It's a half a billion dollars, right? Roughly, in funding for mRNA vaccine development. Messenger RNA, a single strand of the genetic code that cells can read and use to make a protein. With the China virus, they call it COVID-19 vaccine, mRNA instructed cells to make a particular piece of the virus's spike protein. The immune system sees that piece, it recognizes it as foreign, prepared to attack when there's an actual infection. So, and this, I heard it, RFK Jr. say it can be more dangerous than the disease itself. I don't know. That's what I thought that I heard he say. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question, a doozy. Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone in the whole wide world smarter than you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and it doesn't matter what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing, express yourself. It doesn't matter. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And if you're running around, it doesn't matter if you look like you're doing what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. You can podcast and you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and to Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour, next hour. Amazing. Listen. Do you agree or disagree with me that if we don't bring back that order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, that things can only get worse? It's impossible, impossible for them to get better because the leadership is in the man, not in the woman. And Satan knows that, and evil people knows that, and that's why they're putting the woman in charge of everything. Look, they did it to the black family during the civil rights movement. They said to the women, we're going to give you a welfare check, but you can't have a man in the home. What do you think the reason for that, right? They knew they could manipulate and control the woman once they convinced her that she didn't need the man. And look at black people today. You ask, what's wrong with the blacks? That's what's wrong with them. The mama spirit has taken over, and there's nothing but destruction. And the black women are not getting better. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Look at Jasmine Cricket and all these other women. Out of control. Because the power is in the man. The authority is in the man. That's why God made the man the light of the family, the salt of the earth. When the light is out, the women and children suffers because they have no light in the family. There's only darkness. And they're putting these women everywhere, just everywhere. and you've been set up and don't even know it. You don't even know it. They even have police cops now. Think about that. You thought that a female teacher in a Bible class was bad. They got police females. And look how bad things are. Police arrested a motorcyclist after catching three rioters doing reckless stunts and blocking traffic. Officer pulled up behind them, then quickly jumped out to make the arrest. Watch this from X.
I was thinking this one, it might be easier to grab him off this bike. We going for this one?
Yep. Okay. It's now or never.
Yeah. Let's do it.
See why you got in handcuffs, my man. I got a whole dash cam of you doing stupid stuff driving on the road.
I didn't really get that video. Can you explain it? It didn't make sense to me.
Just the last bit? That last bit was another angle of them arresting the guy, telling him, we got a whole bunch of footage of you. Oh. Acting reckless. I had moved away from the footage thinking the video had ended. But if you want that little last bit again, here it is.
Yeah.
And then it's a few seconds here.
I don't see why you got in handcuffs, my man. I got a whole dash cam of you doing stupid stuff driving on the road.
Do you think a woman cop could have handled that? What a mess. Here's a report from ABC. ABC4. A Berkeley County deputy collapsed after coming into contact with a fentanyl-like substance during a routine stop, raising urgent concerns about the safety of handling such drug. Watch this on X.
I asked if you had anything.
And I'm still going to go to jail.
Not necessarily. We could have worked this out a different way.
How?
We can't now. Hey, you got some over here too?
No.
Be careful with that.
It's nothing in it.
I need Narcan. I need Narcan.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Narcan.
Where is it?
In my car.
Where is it?
Tara.
Give me a minute. I got you. LT, I got you. Want another one?
Oh, God. No, I don't think you did it on uniform.
I did.
Okay.
Two doses of Narcan administered.
Okay.
You're good.
So, according to this story, that woman, that cop, she apparently handled some fentanyl-like substance, and she passed out like that. But according to Washington State Department of Health, there's no evidence of first responders experiencing an overdose from secondhand fentanyl exposure. the Washington State Department of Health goes on to say, you can't overdose just by touching fentanyl. So according to them, they're reporting that you can't pass out. You can't overdose just by touching fentanyl. So they're implying that it may have been something else going on with this woman. They're saying that. I don't know. That's interesting. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. One other, they're saying that, I don't know. One other example of why we need men cops and not female cops. On May 3rd, 2024, officers responded to an Orlando International Airport after reports of a flight in progress, a fight in process aboard an aircraft. Watch this from YouTube.
On May 3rd, 2024, officers responded to Orlando International Airport after reports of a fight in progress aboard an aircraft.
Is that him? Who is it?
Right here.
Come on over here, man.
I need to get my stuff.
Yeah, we'll get your stuff in here, man.
I can't move it on, so I can move
it. Oh, now you want to get off.
Look, you guys got weapons, bro. Right? Swear, bro.
Walk on up.
Let the fuck go.
That's not from the aircraft.
But without that weapon and badges, bro, that's isolating. You guys get beat the fuck up, bro. Guaranteed.
What?
I said keep walking.
Shut the fuck up. What are you gonna do? You're a fucking you need weapons. Take off the badges, then go somewhere right now.
Walk that way.
I will, when you back up.
I don't need a backup.
Get out of my face. Then I don't need a walk.
Please leave.
You're not hard, bro. I'm not hard. Get the fuck out of my face.
Get the out of
my face. Hold your fist up. Give me up on your fist up. Let's do that.
Hear that?
Your fist up.
Amazing. Could a female cop handle that? When did society start treating cops in this way? Talking to them in this way, giving them, flexing at them that you're tougher than they are. When? When did this start happening, and why? And why are people allowed to get away at all and treating cops that way? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Tyler, a first-time caller. Tyler, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Man, it's good to finally talk to you.
Thank you. Morning.
Yeah, definitely. I just kind of call and say thank you for, like, the constant consistency over the years of just saying what, like, needs to be said overall. I think becoming a man really, really starts when you take a stand and you tell people what it really is, and you just leave it alone at that.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on them. Don't harbor. Don't.
Yeah.
Just disregard it.
Don't try to prove anything to anyone. Don't judge them if they don't want to hear. They have a right to stay in their misery, and you just move on with your life. You're not responsible for others.
Exactly. Now, I guess the main reason for the call is I got a baby mama that's she loves to stay in misery. Taking my kid all the time, she wants to constantly get in bickers and fights. Every time I ignore it and I walk away, she takes my kid. Like, she takes him every single time. I guess I would like some advice on how to handle that better outside of just the silent prayer, because I'm 50% there most of the day now, just trying to not be in hell with her.
Yeah. When you say, are you married to her?
No, we're not married, but we've been together a very long time.
When you say been together, you're living together?
She does live in my house, yeah.
And she has a child for you?
Yeah, she has my child.
And when you said she's taking the child, what do you mean by that?
So for example, she'll come home, she'll walk in the door, just instantly just have a bad attitude, just a bad aura, bad vibe, like, and just take whatever happened in the day outside of the home, she brings it back to the home.
Right.
And she wants to constantly get a reaction out of me.
Yeah.
She's not getting that reaction anymore. So now she's doing like drastic things like, okay, I'm going to take the, like, she'll start an argument and then it's, I'm going to take the baby and we're going to leave.
When she says that, what's your response to that?
I'm not cutting the baby in half. I kind of just been following what you say, like, let him go.
Yeah.
He'll come back, you know, but it's hard to dwell in that knowing like, she's toxic. He doesn't have a chance without me.
But
he doesn't have a chance without me.
Meaning the baby doesn't have a chance without you?
Correct.
But it doesn't have a chance with you either if she's doing that.
I understand that completely.
And your question for me is what?
What do you think is a good way to go about this? She's gonna take, if I kicked her out, I told her she has to leave. She has 30 days to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She's also refusing to leave. So I actually don't know what to do about that either.
How can she refuse? Is your house?
She's on the lease.
Oh. And so, but was it your place or you got the place together at the same time?
We kind of got the place together.
And so, how long have you been with her?
That being said, she pays no bills. She pays no monetary value towards this place.
Really?
I pay everything.
Why don't you take her name off the lease?
It's not that simple. I talked to the leasing office. They want like $7,000 to breach a lease. I just don't have that right now.
Yeah. And so your question for me is what?
What advice could you give me to maintain until I can find a way to get her out? To stay in my peace. I'm already out of my place. I'm already out of peace right now by even having to have this discussion with you.
You're out of your peace? Are you upset?
I'm not mad. I'm discouraged towards the entire situation. I feel like more of a disgust feeling as opposed to mad.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
And she is what?
She's 27.
Here's what I recommend. Because we can't see clearly what to do, do nothing. So what I recommend is that you stay calm, don't argue with her about anything. And if she try to argue, let her do it by herself. And if she get violent at all, call the police and have her arrested and throw away the key, leave her in jail. But you don't argue with her until you can see the next step to take. And I promise you, if you don't argue, don't let her pull you into her mess, she will either leave or she'll get right. If she leave, that's fine. And let's say that because of the stupid laws on the side of the female, she take your child. Oh, okay, you can have the child too. You out of here. You got to go. Or whatever, right? But you got to just work on you and leave her misery because you can't do anything about another person who wants to stay in their hell. And if you are working on yourself, then darkness in her will hate the light in you, the little light that it sees. and it'll do all it can to destroy it by making you angry or overreact or something like that. And it doesn't sound like you're able to put it out right now because of the lease thing. So until you can move out or something, you stay calm and go about your day, and you will see how to get out of this situation.
Got you.
But
I got you, Jesse.
Do you argue with her when she come home with her mess?
Nah, I'll sit over in the corner and just play with my son, yeah. And that makes her mad. It makes her more mad.
Right.
Like, it literally makes her more mad when I ignore it. When I ignore that attitude, that vibe, it makes her more mad. She literally self-destructs. Like, she yells at anything. She'll yell at our dog. She'll yell at the fish tank. Like, that's how mad, throwing stuff on the ground. Like,
well, let her act out. Don't respond at all, because that's the hell in her, the evil spirit in her, that's trying to get control of you by getting a reaction from you. And so that's why it's happening. It's already control of her because she's overreacting to evil, but it needs a reaction from you too. Otherwise, if it doesn't get a reaction, it goes insane. And that's why I'm telling you that if she get violent, because it can get to that, if she touch you at all, you call the police right away and have her locked away. But you gotta not react to it, and I promise you, you will see your way out of the situation.
I understand. Thank you, Jesse. I truly do appreciate you and the message you've been giving us for my lifetime. I really do appreciate the consistency you provide for men everywhere.
And you stay with it. Do you clearly understand that don't react to the evil in her?
Yes, sir.
And the more you stay calm and not react, don't argue with the devil inside of your mind or inside of her. I probably, unless she change and or decide that she's going to overcome her own hell, it's going to get worse, because evil cannot stand anyone around it that's calm and not overreacting. It needs an overreaction. So unless she physically attack you, you just let her react however way she want. Why are you with her for that long and never married her? I'm glad you didn't marry her in this situation, but why didn't you marry her?
It just, there was a point where we both seemed to be working on ourselves, and that was kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. I could at one point see progress, but so I was getting closer to asking her to marry me. Even to the extent of like picking out rings and things like that. Like, at one point I truly did love this woman, but it just seems like she likes social media more than everything, the drama of things like that, which made me pull back more and more and more, as opposed to popping the question. Good. I honestly think I stayed with her so long because it was the hope that she would get together and we could be on the same page.
Was she working on herself at one time or something?
She was, sir.
In what way?
Someone that's a prospective wife should be, you know. Just, I always take care of the monetary portion of the house. Like, I guess the gender roles, if you want to call it. I don't know if people still use them wacky terms. Just, I take out the trash. I take out the trash, you know. I'll cook the chili, but she cook everything else. I barbecue, she making the sides, you know, like how it used to be. A husband and wife used to be. Somebody that you could see, and it just stopped. It just stopped one day.
Because that's not a sign of working on herself. If she were working on herself, she would be working on overcoming evil that's inside of her. She would have been doing the silent prayer. She would be going to forgive her mother and her father. She would be working on herself in the way that you say you are working on. Doing those kind of physical things are not, that's not a sign that a person is working on themselves. They're just pretending and doing what they think you want so they can control you.
I see that. I definitely see that now.
Have you suggested at all that she go and forgive her mother?
I suggest it all the time. To be honest, she doesn't have a very upstanding relationship with her mother in general.
No one does.
I do suggest all the time, hey, you know, your mom's not going to be here forever. If you got something to tell her, you should probably tell her. You know, that kind of thing to try to get the foot in the door.
And what does she say when you tell her that?
No. Her direct answer, no.
She's not
ready. It's a lot of colorful language as well. But that's another thing that's brought me to this point is I do see she's not willing to do the steps to get rid of the evil, you know?
Right. And so knowing that, don't even suggest anymore that she work on herself to overcome evil. Leave her in her misery. Let her suffer. Let her cry. Let her act whatever way she want to act. As long as she doesn't hurt you physically, she doesn't touch you. And don't overreact. And I promise you, either she will go nuts and leave, or you will see your way out by leaving. Something will happen where you're going to be fine. But if you overreact, because that's what she want, that thing in her want, she want that control over you, and she cannot stand not having it. And it's not her, but it's the evil in her. You'll be fine, but just stay calm for now. And then you're supposed to only love the truth more than anyone or anything. And the only thing that should be on your mind is seeking the truth, being with the truth. And the truth will add unto you. And so don't love the child so much, because that's ego love, and it's emotional love, and it's not real anyway, that you're unwilling to let it go. Because if you just stay with truth, the truth is going to take care of you. It's going to either bring your son back to you, but either way, you will be fine. But if your mind is on the son and not the truth first, you got to make the wrong mistake with this, too.
I understand that, sir. Definitely.
And the pain that you, if she, God forbid, she take your child with her, the pain you got to feel, that's not love pain. That's ego pain. That's about you and not about the child.
I could definitely see that, too. It makes sense for him to be in the best position and me to be in the best position to give him the best life that I could.
Absolutely. Yep. And so you continue to work on you. Have you asked her mother to come and get her?
In all honesty, I've had a few conversations with the mother. She's kind of the same accord. They're both very petty people. Both are like that. Even if she did forgive her mother, her ego is too large to accept it.
Well, right.
It wouldn't even be no crying, if that makes sense.
Where she's crying, she's lying.
She's lying.
So because of time, you just stay working on you. Stay calm. Do not give in to her evil. That's inside of her. Has nothing to do with you. And you're just taking one day at a time, and you will see your way out of this situation.
Got you. I appreciate you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I definitely give you a call back when it gets resolved.
All right.
Definitely. All right. Have a good one, brother.
All right. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after The Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And support us on social media. Let me see, how am I supposed to say that? Support us on social media. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And now, what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up, but you okay? I'm falling to pieces. Yeah. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Support us on social media. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. JLP on Talk. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Follow. That's PILLED. Follow, like, comment, subscribe, and all of those things. And last but not least, brand new episode of the Punchy TV. Punchy's TV at 2 p.m. today. Live episode. You don't want to miss it. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
No worries. What's wrong with the blacks, Jesse?
What happened? do they have black people in Hawaii?
I think Oahu has more, but out here in the boonies, I don't see too many.
So what's going on?
So the other day on social media, this black girl that I follow, I actually relate to her a lot and I really liked her. And she made this video, and in the comments, I'm like, wow, you have a lot of anger. You should forgive your mom. And why do you identify? Like, I didn't say anything super bad. And then she, like, later on made a video about my comment telling me I'm racist and I need to get my white ass off her page, and she's super rude to me. So I had to tell her, you know, if you don't remove this video by the morning, I'm going to have to call my attorney and sue you. Yeah, she made like 3 videos about me and then blocked me, all because I told her she had anger.
And why did you tell
her that?
Isn't that
crazy?
Why did you tell her that?
Oh, I guess I probably didn't really have to.
No, I'm asking, why did you tell her that?
Because she did. And because I told her, like,
you
a few
you were trying to
videos
do what?
Back.
You're about to say.
I was trying to help. I was trying to help her. Because I, a few videos, like, back, I was telling her about you and how much you've helped me, and she agreed. And I even reminded her in the video, I'm like, I'm the one that told you about Jesse. Like, I'm not trying to be mean to you. I was just trying to help. And she, like, blew
up on
me.
What made you think that you can help someone?
Yeah, I can't.
No, that was a
question.
I don't
know why it makes me, I guess. I'm just stupid. I can't help anyone.
But what made you think that you can help someone?
I don't know. I know I can't, Jesse, honestly.
Then
why
you do that then? Why did you do that?
I don't know. I just thought I'd put it out there, like, you know, you can help, you know, you just have to forgive your mom. I just thought maybe it would help her. Like, maybe she'd see the light.
Why did you think that?
It proves that it...
Did she ask you for help?
Well, she asked everyone. It seems
did
like
she
like,
asked you
her
for help
out there for attention. No.
And then why did you think you could help her? If people don't ask for help, why do you think you can help them? You didn't tell me that yet.
Well, when they make videos about their toxic mom, like they put videos out there like they are asking for help or asking for somebody to relate with them, and then you put out there like, hey, I relate with you, and then they attack you. You know, it's kind of like she is in a lot of ways asking for the help,
but she's not. She didn't ask you for
videos.
Any help. She knew how to read you. You said you communicated with her. You got what you deserve because you and I and no one can help another even God can't help a person that don't ask for it from him. And so you got what you deserve playing God.
Trying to help her?
Yeah. You can't help. You can't even help yourself. And yet you think you can
so
help someone.
So how do you do it? Because you do it. You
do
like
what?
Put your videos out there.
I do
like,
what?
Help people. Like,
so what now?
Help people.
What?
You help people. You
I'm
help.
Not, I'm
you
not
help.
Trying to help anyone. At all.
But how do you know when to say something and when not to and when?
That's why you should not be trying to help anyone until you know that you can help. You're on an ego trip, and you are playing God, and you're getting what you deserve.
I guess.
You haven't even completed working on your own life, and you think you can help someone else. That's insane. And so your question for me is what?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I have a question. I just thought it was, like, fascinating that, like, man, you can't even say, like, something nice to a person without being called racist. I don't even know why she called me racist over it.
But she's not the problem. You're the problem. You imposed your will on her. She didn't ask for that.
I guess.
Somewhere in the Bible, there were these guys that's trying to help somebody by rebuking the devil out of them, something like that. And it didn't work, and the devil attacked them. And the devil's like, I know who Jesus is, and I know who Paul is, for example, but who are you? And they were trying to help, and those people didn't want help from them, and they got attacked. They were attacked, and that's what's happening to you.
Yeah, it happens a lot, too.
And now you want to blame this woman, but she didn't ask you for any help.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, the way her videos come off, it's like she is asking
But she didn't ask you for it. Ain't no way or not. If she didn't say, Brandy from Hawaii, how do you do this or how do you do that? All that is in your mind. Oh, it looked like the video was saying she would ask for help. It looked like this. And I thought if I said this about her mama, you're in your head. You listen to thoughts. Thoughts produces thoughts. And you listen to those, and that's why you're going through what you're going through.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, super butthurt about it, but I just thought...
But you are. You responded
weird.
To her again by saying, if you don't take down any video, I'm going to sue you.
Well, I don't want her slandering me.
But why not? You know? You put yourself out there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You guess? You did or you didn't?
Yeah, I put myself out there, but it doesn't... I don't think that it deserves to be, like, being called white, you know, like, all kinds of names over
but
it.
Why not? You call yourself going to rebuke the devil, and the devil didn't know you.
Yeah, I guess I deserve it. You're right.
So why don't you just move on and learn your lesson, stop trying to help people, work on you, and move on away from it, let her soak whatever she's going through. I don't know what she's going through, but why don't you just drop it and move on with your life? Why are you still fighting with the devil?
Yeah, I mean, I did drop it. I just wanted to tell you this, what happened.
But you reacted, reacted
not, like,
to her. Why don't you just drop it and be done with it? Why do you need to respond to her at all?
Because I wanted her to remove the video.
Why?
Because I don't want a video out there of me over a comment that is absolutely ridiculous. Like, but I didn't say anything that deserves a video to be, like, slandered on, you know?
And who is
so
being slandered?
The outside Brandy? It's not just the inside, the ego on that, Jesse, because it's a video that's, like, actually, like, calling me all kinds of bad names that I don't deserve.
Are you those names?
No, I'm not those names.
So why do you say you don't deserve it? Who are you talking about that don't deserve it?
I don't know how to explain that.
I'm sorry?
I don't know how to explain that.
So
like,
how can you say I don't deserve to be called those names? Who are you referring to?
Well, I understand what you're saying.
No, that was a question.
I know it's the ego.
That wasn't a saying.
I know it's the question. I know.
Who are you referring to when you say, I don't deserve that? Who are you talking about?
Well, I guess the ego, the devil in me, but I guess I just didn't want, I just don't want a video out there.
And who is the I that don't want that?
The inside and outside of me. The
what?
Ego, of course. Meaning I don't... I don't know. I gotta think on it, I guess.
So how are you gonna help this lady by making that suggestion to her? You're lost.
Because I told her she should forgive her mom.
But how are you going to make that suggestion and you're lost?
I don't think I'm fully lost.
You are.
I don't think that
you gave somebody some advice they didn't even want from you. And then they attack you, and now you said, I don't deserve to be attacked like that. If you were not law,
well,
you would
not like
you
that.
Would know that you're not being attacked.
You're right.
Why do you say I'm right?
Because you make a good point, because it's really not me being attacked. It's
but
just
you don't know
ego.
That for sure because you're overreacting to the attacker. You really believe that you are being attacked and you're concerned about what others are thinking about you being attacked. Why would you take one thought about what others think about that?
Well, I guess I don't fully, since I did say it, so I don't fully care, right? Like, or I wouldn't have said it. So I don't care fully what people think of me.
You do because you told that woman, oh, you better take it down. I'm going to sue you. And then you say, I'm being attacked.
Well, I just said it to,
I
like,
I don't deserve to be attacked.
I don't deserve to be called racist and white. Like, she said something about my face. Like, she was super rude.
And
no, I don't deserve to be attacked like that.
Who is the I that don't deserve that?
We're going to keep going in circles. Like, I get what you're saying.
That was a question. That really was a question. Who is the I that don't deserve that?
The I that was just trying to be a friendly person and trying to help someone.
I don't try to be friendly. And I don't try to help people. So who are you talking about, Brandon? You're not telling me who you're referring to.
I don't even know anymore. You ask these kind of questions, it starts making me think that I really don't know who I am again.
Because even just think about that. You tried to help somebody that didn't even ask you for it. They didn't want it. And now you're mad because they didn't accept it. They attacked it a year because they recognize Jesus and Paul, but they don't know who you are.
Yeah, I'm not mad that she didn't accept it. Like, I'm not surprised.
Where's the friendliness in trying to threaten to sue her?
Well, she can't make a video and expect me. It was kind of more bluffing.
No, where is the friendliness? Well, you try to be nice and trying to help her. She rejected your help.
I only got upset.
And she rejected.
When she made a video.
Hold on. She rejected your help. Now you're threatening her. Was your intention good or bad?
My intentions were good until she made a video.
No,
and
they weren't.
All I said is I can sue you for it.
No, because they have been good. And she rejected. You would have said, "Oh, okay," and you have moved on with your life. Wouldn't even thought about it. No thought. We're giving it no thought. But now you're fighting with the devil. You're threatening the devil.
Well, what would you do in the case if somebody made a video like that?
Brandy, you are threatening the devil. You even commented on her video.
Okay. Well, I didn't know she was the devil, like, fully. Like, you know, I don't.
Yes, you do. You comment on her video, giving her enough ammo and all that kind of stuff. You're fighting with the devil because the devil and you are one. And then you're blaming her for your fight.
Somebody. Oh, gosh. All right. So note to self, don't comment on anybody's videos or try to help anyone.
No, you can't help anybody, Brandon. They didn't ask, especially when they don't ask for help. God can only help those who help, ask for help, who welcome the truth. That lady, according to you, she didn't ask you for any help. And you're going to get mad because she rejected it.
No, I'm not mad that she rejected it.
Yes, you are. You're mad because she's now calling you a name. And you believe that it's happening to you. So because of time, Brandon, leave people alone. You work on you. And don't be trying to help anyone unless they ask you for, well, how do you get over? Whatever that. How do I get a forgiveness? But this lady didn't ask you for any help. You trying to look good. I let you know what you were doing.
I find it, though, that even when people do ask you for help and then you give them the help, they still attack you.
No one has
ever
attacked Brandon. No one has ever attacked you after they asked you for help.
They attack your ego?
No one has ever attacked you when they ask you for help, Brandon. You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
You are. Who attacked you and they asked, how do they get better?
Like, for example, you help people.
Brandon, not you. I'm talking about you. Who did you... Who attacked you after they asked you for help?
I was trying to think of an example.
You don't have any.
But, like, yeah, like family members, when they're like homeless and you let them move into your house, for example,
Brandon, that's not help.
And you pay for all kinds of
stuff. You should get attacked for that because
but they ask you. They ask you for
help.
But
that's not help.
And you get attacked either way.
That's not helping.
Because them asking you for help.
Brandon, that's not asking for help.
That's asking for a free ride.
You already know that. No one has ever attacked you after asking you for help.
All right.
So what I recommend...
Good point.
What I recommend, do what you want. You leave that lady alone. It's your fault. You move on. And then stop trying to help people. You don't know what you're talking about. Work on you so the light can show you what to do if people want help from you.
Okay.
You're trying to show off, oh, you need to forgive your mama. And you didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, I didn't say it super mean or like I'm a know-it-all.
You didn't know what you were talking about because had you known what you were talking about, you wouldn't even offer that kind of advice to her.
I'm so confused now. I'm going to have to sit and think about all this.
Right. Take your eyes off that woman. You work on you.
All right.
It's your own fault that you fought with the devil. You're trying to help the devil. Now you're mad at the devil because the devil didn't accept you. Move on. Leave that lady alone. Move on. Wish her well in your mind, and you go on with your life.
Okay.
I thought you would start your own janitorial service.
I did. I'm doing really well.
So how you have time to be on YouTube trying to how you have time to be on YouTube trying to help a black woman?
It was a morning video I watched, and I just said, you know, to forgive your forgive
Brandy,
your mom and
Brandy,
like I didn't say anything
Brandy,
super bad.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Move on. Leave that woman alone, and move on.
Oh, I did.
And stop trying to help him. No, you didn't, because I'm going to sue you if you don't take it down.
That was all one day.
Move on and forget about it then. Forgive her and forget about it and move on.
I just thought it was weird that you,
try
to be nice to people and
Brandy,
they attack
you. It's not weird. You were weird for trying to help somebody. You still not seeing where you were wrong.
Okay.
You still want to blame her for you. You still trying to blame her for your actions. Oh, I thought it's kind of weird. I was trying to help somebody. Brandon, we're going round and round. You're still not getting it. Work on you and call me again.
Alrighty.
Okay. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Jason, it's Kilo Alpha Nerd, by the way. No one is accountable or responsible anymore. Just like I saw a news report of mothers bringing awareness of kids trying surfing and dying. Instead of holding themselves accountable, they blamed social media for showing and sharing these videos. Ex-Twitter has done ghetto fights and pornography porn. You would think train surfing is the least of your problems. Do your dang job and raise your kids properly, he says.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Kilo Alpha... Oh, no. King Alpha Nerd. And thanks, guys. We'll have to read the rest later.
A quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour is coming up. Back in a moment. Quick break. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Serious mess going on in the world. You know, I was telling you about the vaccine research getting defunded. Not everybody is happy about that. They think that RFK Jr. is contradicting scientific data or something like that. I don't know. But I don't care. And the Texas redistricting drama, are we going to be able to get rid of Gene Wu? Meaning remove him from office, not something bad, Italians. And there's a Gifford big old wildfire in California somewhere. Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. That's kind of like Central Cal. Going up towards NorCal, but it's more like Central Cal, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, and the Weather Service. National Weather, quote-unquote, Service versus Trump. Or whatever. This is the end of Hour 2 of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 6th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in Manhood Hour, coming up in Hour 3 here on the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is fake news, not fake news, after the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's my show. And then American Anchor Baby, a couple of hours after that at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 Central, 2 Eastern. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific, that's 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV, new live episode. We ought to be taking your calls. It'll be Anchor Baby, Bill, the engineer, and Derek, the black producer, and Hake. Very cool. I think so. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that those mRNA vaccines that were developed to counter the China virus pandemic, I guess you could call it, right? During the first Trump administration, mRNA vaccines supposedly proved to be both safe and highly effective at preventing severe disease, they say. And they could be developed and manufactured quickly. Dr. Paul, so pro-vax propaganda from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, may or may not be true. I don't know. I disclaim. Dr. Paul Offit, O-F-F-I-T, a vaccine scientist and advisor to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, criticized Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for making a policy decision that he claims contradicts scientific data. Quote, he has said things like mRNA vaccines are unnecessarily dangerous, Offit said. It's just wrong. I mean, it's actually remarkably, here's that buzz phrase again, safe and effective. I'm traumatized by that buzz phrase. When they say that, I feel like it's not, even though I just don't know. What a mess. Anyway, doesn't matter. Texas redistrict, at least not to me. We pray for the vaxxed and for the unvaxxed who should have been vaxxed and for the vaxxed who should not have been vaxxed. I don't know. Texas redistricting, Texas Governor Greg Abbott asked the state Supreme Court, the Texas State Supreme Court, to remove Democrat Representative Gene Wu, W-U, nice American name, from office. Gene Wu is one of more than 50 quorum-breaking Democrat House members, and he's a big, loud mouth, I think. Not that big, but he's a loud mouth. He left the state last weekend to block. He went over to, like, Illinois, degenerate, corrupt Illinois, to block Republicans from redrawing Texas state congressional map in the Republicans' favor, which is only what's right, I think. Don't know. Texas House Democrats abandoned their duty to Texans, they say, and there must be consequences, said the Republican governor, Greg Abbott. I call him a rhino, but overall he's way better than many others, right, I would say. Democrats say they will not return to allow new maps to advance in the legislature despite Republican threats. GOP's proposed map could potentially eliminate 5 Democrat House seats ahead of the 2026 midterms. You know what I heard? I heard that the 2020 census overcounted like California and New York, and it undercounted places like Texas and other states that probably should have more reps. What a mess, huh? Because of the census messed up count under Biden. Or maybe that was Trump. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. The biblical question. It's amazing. It's a doozy. It's a como te levo. And for all those who want to overcome their thrills, their misery, their thoughts and emotions, which are all evil, know thyself. Is there anyone smarter than you? Is there anyone smarter than you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you just got to go and take your kids to the public school because you hate your children. And you don't want to be bothered, okay? You want to go to work so you can get a thrill from working hard at work. And the workers, the other workers say how smart you are. And you're on an ego trip. So you sacrifice your children to the public school system. Or if you're making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever, you're out protesting ICE because you want the illegal aliens to stay in this country so you can get some votes. Or you can hire them to babysit for you at a low cost, you still can be listening to the show. You can podcast when you get back home from your rally. You can listen then, but you can be listening at the rally on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 615-4131. 3-1. It is Wednesday already. And every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
What we've done here is establish a place where we have control over who our neighbors are.
This is a white culture, a white sounding place.
White American culture.
Can't say that.
And how about those people that who are half white?
It depends on where their loyalty lies. And I would say typically someone who's half white probably wouldn't get in.
You can't say that.
If a white woman were married to a black man, just white as you can be, and she wanted to move into your town with her black husband, can they move there?
You got to draw the line somewhere. You know?
You can't say that.
Amazing. The Anchor Man put that together, by the way. Great job, man. Before I go to the phone, I got to tell you this. There's an order to life. Whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, acknowledge it or not, live it or not, it still exists. And the truth is not going to change one iota of a dot of the truth to try to make you feel better. It ain't going to work with you on that. Really. The truth is and will always be the truth. And the truth only comes from God. And his laws and his ways, he's never going to change. He's real stubborn. And he doesn't care or concern that if you decide you want to do it your way and you suffer and you will, he's going to lead you in your hell. He's going to say, oh, Lord, let me change this rule so that these people can feel better. He'll just let you suffer in your darkness. He'll let you cry and beg and blame and, oh, Lord, please help me. Oh, I'm so lonely. I'm so scared. I'm just so scared. I'm so this. He'll just let you live there. He's not going to say, well, let me change this rule so you can feel better. It's not going to happen. The devil will change his rule from one bad rule to another to make you think you're feeling better. But God's going to lead. The truth is going to always be there. Either you work in line with the truth or stay in line with evil. It's up to you. And for those men and women, and ladies, these principles, what I'm about to show you, applies to you too. And you alone, your husband, your boyfriend, your daddy, nobody, as an adult, are responsible for you overcoming your psychological, mental, emotional, dark self. You are responsible for that. Your husband is not responsible for that. Your boyfriend is not responsible for that. You, ladies, are responsible for it as well. And so if you want to mend, if you want to overcome being a male and become a man, and ladies, if you want to overcome being a female and become a woman, here's how you do it.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. You will be a man, my son. You will be a daughter, my daughter. It's up to you. That, if you listen closely to the words in that poem, it's mind-blowing, and it's so true. I don't know what to tell you. But you got to work on you. As an adult. If we have children, we're responsible for our little kids. But once they become an adult, they're responsible for themselves to overcome their hair. It's up to you. Here's a quote for Manhood Hour from Manly P. Hall. M-A-N-L-Y. Manly P. Hall. It says, man is never, never wise. Man is never, never wise, never good, never sufficient until he can approach his own inner life without fear. A man history moment, that is so deep, really. And it's just true. It's not like being saying something just to sound smart. A man and woman is never, never, never wise, never good, never sufficient until he can approach his own inner life without fear. How many of you out there can approach your own inner life without fear? How many? Raise your hands. How many of you can approach your own inner life without fear? Give it a try. I'll wait. I see your hands. Give it a try. I'll wait. Give it a try. I'll wait. I keep waiting, waiting on the world to change. I keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. I'll wait. A man, a woman, or woman. I'm saying a woman. The woman not in the poem, but I'm telling you, the ladies. A man or a woman is never, never wise, never good, never sufficient until he can approach his own inner life without fear. Manly P. Hall. Let me see Manly again. From the old school, good old days. A man history moment. Work on yourself, folks, really. There's so much about you that you don't know. About you is mind-blowing. If you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, work on you. One last quick thing for now, and then I get to your calls. You know how the great white hope, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him, and they call him king. Donald Trump. He's like hauling, gathering up the illegal aliens and sending them back to wherever they came from. What matter of man is it? The world obeys him. They call him dad. Well, apparently, after 30 years in the U.S., a DACA recipient says he's returning to Mexico. So he no longer trapped. He's no longer trapped, they say. Watch this from X.
Well, I've made up my mind. I will be turning in my DACA and returning to Mexico. We came to America January 15th, 1996, so almost 30 years. I was a baby, so I have no memories of Mexico, but I think it's time for me to go back. Now, there is a lot of fears and wonderings and what ifs, but I do not want to be captive to this country anymore. I am a homeowner, I'm a teacher, and I'm currently in my master's program, so this is going to take several months to deconstruct 30 years of building a life here. So I graduated May, and as a teacher, we work through May. So by June of 2026, I should be back in Mexico. And I'm not doing it out of fear or worry. I am choosing to be with family. I am choosing to be free. I am choosing to travel. And I am choosing to give the good that I have to the country where I come from.
Well, I wish you well. You're doing the right thing. Self-deporting. Even though President Trump will give you a free trip back home, you have to pay. And now you got a little agamication. You got something to take back to Mexico with you. I wish you well. And just imagine if all the illegal aliens were to self-deport. It could save us a lot of taxpayer dollars having to pay their way back home. I wish you well, man. Bye. 888-77 is all because of the great white hope. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Miles out of Texas. Miles, you are on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hey, Miles.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well. Speak up a little bit right into your phone.
Yes. Do you hear me now?
Yeah. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, I'm on my phone. I'm about to stop driving.
Oh, I see.
In 10 seconds. But I'm on my phone. You hear me? It sounds still fuzzy.
Yeah, but if you can pull over a safe place somewhere, that'll help. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I have. You were just speaking on it the whole time, pretty much about, like once let people suffer, you know, until they're, I guess at least when they're, but now I don't know when they're kids. Though I have a 16-year-old son, and I'm just wondering, at what point do I let him deal with his own hell, or should I continue just following God and he'll follow, or it's because I see him, you know, messing up here and there, and it's just like I don't know what to do anymore. He's already developing his own character. He's his own man already, so it's just like I don't know what to do.
And so this is your son, is not a stepson or anything, right?
Correct.
Have you apologized to him for not protecting him from his mother?
Have I apologized? I mean, his mother is not the best mother, and I've explained to him that before. I don't know if it's like me pushing him away. I hate to like try to push him away. It's just I don't like that she kind of manipulates. So I don't know if that's an apology, but I haven't directly said I'm sorry for. He doesn't even. He barely spends time with her to begin with. He's with me. Most of the time, if anything, I'm wondering, like, when is he going to forgive me for all I've done to him? You know, he hasn't done that yet. That's another thing. And then I put him on to you, but I'm at this point, I'm tired of like forcing him onto you. So I don't even do it no more.
Have you apologized to him for not protecting him from his mother?
No.
And why not?
I guess because I'm assuming because she's barely in his life that I didn't even think to do it.
But you said that his mother's no good, something like that. Why do you think that she would not destroy him?
No, she. Yeah, I see that she tries to do that. I see
so
that.
So why haven't you apologized to him for that?
Well, I haven't apologized, but I've let him know, like, hey, watch out with her, you know. Just understand that, you know, she's the way she is because of, you know, her past. But no, I haven't directly apologized to him for like that, like directly. He wouldn't.
Not?
I don't know if he would understand, but yeah. Well, because I didn't, like I said, she's barely there. But yeah, I would do that next time I'm talking to him.
And what is he angry at you about?
I mean, just simply telling him to put the phone down, get off the PlayStation, basic, simple task.
Why did you let him do that growing up? Why did you stop it a long time ago?
I take away his things, and then, like right now he don't have his phone. It's just, punishment and all that. That's what I'm saying. This is where I'm at the point where, like, do I just let him, you know, he's 16, do I let him suffer? Or should I still be punishing him?
Is he in school or does he work?
he's in school, and I try to get him to work with me, like in my, because I have my thing going on, but I can't. He's not one to work with right now.
So he doesn't have a job, SHT?
No.
And he won't work with you, SHT?
I tried to put him on, but basically he lasted like 2 days, and I had to. It was just too much bumping heads, and my business is critical right now. You know, it's a startup, so it's like I can't have
And so why do you pay his phone bill?
That's what I'm, I've been cutting him off. I've taken him out of, you know, certain things he likes, and the phone is like, the PlayStation's like the last things he has, really.
So
and
you,
I've already
have you had it,
taken him away.
You haven't turned off?
I have it. I have the wires to the PlayStation. I have the phone in my car.
Why are you still paying it? Why not just have it turned off until he get a job and let him do it himself? Don't even argue with him about it. You told him he can work with you or tell him he need to get a job and just turn off the phone. Go, call the company and turn off the phone. Don't argue. Don't try to take the phone. It'll be up to him to take over his life.
Yeah. I guess at 16, that's what I was calling about. See, at 16, he's basically eligible already. That's why I told him, if you're not going to work with me, you got to go work somewhere else.
And so why don't you stop arguing with your son and just have everything turned off and let him, if he wanted back on, he will have to have it done. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, that's going to be the next step.
No,
it's just like,
was,
for example, right
question.
Now. Well, why? What's, I turned it off. That's the first step. But yeah, I haven't called disconnected because, you know, if he starts over here getting it together, then I'm going to connect it back or whatever. But yeah, I understand. Like, let him.
Why would you connect it back if he get it together? If he get it together, he can afford to connect it back himself. He's 16 years old.
Yeah, I see.
Would you think he would appreciate more? He turning his own phone back on, or you turning it back on?
Yeah, no, him turning it back on. I've tried, that's what I'm saying. I've tried to make him put effort into making money to pay for his haircut and this and that, but it's just like
you haven't tried. Because had you tried, you would not have been paying for haircuts and things like that, and he would do it himself. So you haven't tried.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm calling, because he's at 16. Like, let's say he was at 14 years old. It would be a different conversation, right? But I guess at 16.
He's not at 14. He's at 16.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm calling to confirm then, so I'm not over here feeling any type of way.
Why do you feel something, period? Why don't you overcome your mother?
I know. I have.
So why are you feeling anything? That's why you can't deal with your son, right? You're feeling something.
Well, that's the initial question of, you know, if I'm supposed to lead him on or let him go. But yeah, at 16, I'm like I said, that's why I was calling to confirm, just get some confirmation. But yeah, you're right. And that's funny because, like, right now he's with his mom. I took away his things, right? And he ended up fleeing to his mother's.
You're his mother, not together?
We're not together. So he's been over there for like 4 or 5 days, and he doesn't even like going over there at all. But since I took away his things, he got bored. He decided to go over there. But,
well,
and now
hallelujah.
He's over here calling me.
You did what?
No, I said now he's calling me over here for his, he's asking if he can have his phone back. But he's going to come back today. So I'm going to talk to him today and, you know, apologize about him how you're directing. I should. But
he wanted his phone back, he wanted you to pay for it, or he wanted his phone back so his mother can pay for it?
Oh, no, he just wants it back. He likes the gaslight. He thinks everything's already 4 or 5 days has passed. He thinks it's cool now. He's asking for his phone back.
Are you going to give it back?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to give it back.
Are you going to have it turned off?
Am I going to have it turned off? Well, he needs it for school. He's not going to be able to work no more because school's coming.
Are you going to have the phone turned off?
Well, how is he going to have it? He needs something to speak through school, you know?
What does that mean? He ride the phone to school?
he needs to, you know, make phone calls. He needs to call us to pick him up. Sometimes he leaves early from practice, late from practice.
But why are you concerned about that? He won't obey you. He's 16 years old. Why are you concerned about that? Why don't you let him figure that out?
I mean, he has, yeah. He would just use a friend's phone. I've done it before. I don't like it. It's just, it becomes a frustrating thing.
Why do you get frustrated?
Well, because he's trying to, he calls me at, like, random times. I don't know when exactly he's going to come out, you know, be working. With the phone, it's like he'll text me, hey, I'll be out at this time or this time. It's just a little convenient.
He can't do that with his friend phone?
No.
He can't tell you on his friend phone, Dad, I'll be out at 11.
He has too, but like then they be prank calling me, like they, you know, it becomes messy like that.
The problem with you, Mal, you're weak. You sound like his mother.
I mean, when their mother wasn't around, you know, it's kind of, it was tough, you know, but yeah. I'm both, I would say, at this point, but yeah, that's why I'm calling to see, if should I let him suffer, but you're telling me, yeah, let it go. Is what I'm understanding.
Ma, you're weak, and your son hates your weakness. You're no different than his mother. He runs to her and control her, and he runs back to you and control you.
He tries.
He does. He doesn't just try. He's winning.
Well,
ain't no way. And do what you want. It's on you. But there is no way that my son would be 16 years old and refusing to work, and I take his phone and leave it on, and then when school starts, I give it back to him. Where's the love in that? How would he ever appreciate you allowing him to grow up when he knows in your weakness you're going to give it back to him? And you'll make up the excuse, oh, well, he needed it for school. He's 16 years old, man.
Yeah.
What kind of leadership is that from a father?
Yeah, I see. I get it.
You get what?
Well, like I said, and the what you're saying, I'm glad we're not there yet. But yeah, I probably won't give him his phone back so he can understand. You know, so he can.
You say you probably won't give it back to him.
I won't give his back. I will not give his phone back to him.
And why not? Why not?
If not, he's not going to grow up. He's not going to grow up.
He's 16 years old. When do you want to start? When do you want him to start growing up? You should have already been working on that with him.
Yeah.
You wait until he turns 16. All of a sudden, you want him to be an independent adult. You should have been preparing him for that all his life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of how I was brought up, you know, but yeah, I get it. I mean, that's why I just started watching you a couple years ago, and ever since then, I've been, you know, just listening. But yeah, no, I'm going to do what you said and just hold it down for him and make him understand. Instead of,
but you only do it if you see... You do it if you see it clearly the right thing to do. Don't do it just because I said it. Because even though it is the truth and it's the right way, you might not be able to handle, because you're emotional, you might not be able to handle his reaction to discipline at this time. You don't sound like you can handle his reaction to you.
Got you.
Is that true?
I don't know.
You sound like you would be emotional about it.
No, I'm not at all.
Hold on a minute, Miles. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and PO.net. Scratch off. Quick break. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. Rolling right along, rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. 88877, Jesse, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKE report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the guy with the good hair, and after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You think Donald Trump has energy from God? God gave the rest of it to the American Anchor Baby. And you're going to see all that energy from 11 to 1 p.m. right after the Hake Report. Right here on this network. What's up? And then the men's forum tomorrow night, Thursday night, for men only at 7 p.m. every first Thursday night of the month. And last but not least, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Jamie Date, and she is a men dating coach. Can you believe that? A men dating coach. What the? Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you surprised that men will listen to a woman about dating?
There's definitely a large group of men out there that only want advice coming from a woman. If men are hunters, what does that make women?
Hunties.
False. We are gatherers. We gather information about you.
That's for sure. Would you ever date or marry a man that would tell you his problems?
I'm dating one right now.
What a beta. You wouldn't work with a man that know that there's a right way to do this?
You would never come to me to begin with.
I got you. She is so right about that. That's deep. I don't know if she really understood what she said. She's so right. You can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the Fallen State, the YouTube channel there, and support us that way. Or you can go to locals.com. Locals.com. All right. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Miles. And Miles has a 16-year-old son. He just don't know what to do with him. Miles.
Maya? I am here, Jesse.
Okay. You are too emotional to deal with your son. And I'm concerned about that because he's going to overreact to you not giving him his phone. He's going to, and you don't know how to handle that. And then, because if you were to work on yourself and you were walking in the light, your son is 16 years old. He don't have a job. He, according to you, he can't work with you. And he will have to get a job and find his way to school, to the football game and everything. He's 16 years old. You haven't taught him to be independent at all.
No, I haven't. He's still going to school, but yeah, that's why I was calling at the beginning where he's 16 now. But I was trying to see kind of, since he can work now, to let him suffer.
But why don't you already know? My son is 16 years old. He's going to be an adult soon. He's not even ready to go out on his own. He can't leave home and take care of himself. You're going to always be stuck with him.
Yeah, so at what age do you start prepping him then?
At, let me see. 1 year old.
Yeah.
As soon as they drop out of mama's, pop out of mama's womb, you have to start then.
They got to start paying taxes right there.
That's right. But why are you so emotional?
I'm not emotional.
But you can't handle your son because you're emotional.
He does overreact like crazy. I get ready for it, but I don't give into it.
You do. You're like, I may have to give his phone back or he's going to start. He got to go to school. What's that?
He's going to start gaslighting. Yeah.
What does gaslighting mean?
Like making up stuff, saying he didn't do it, saying he didn't do that in the past. It don't make sense. Like,
but don't you have sense enough to know that and not give in to him?
Yeah, I know. So I'm telling you, like, hey, it did happen, even though we didn't have a recording of it. It happened.
Here's what, are you working on yourself?
Yes.
You want to forgive your mother and all that?
Yes.
Okay. Just practice staying in the light. Don't get in your head about anything. Don't get into worry. Stay away from anger so the light can show you how to deal with not only your son, your whole life. Because when you're unconscious, you can't see how to deal with things. But when you're conscious, you can. You need to practice staying in the light. Staying present.
Okay.
But do what you want. And again, you're emotional, so you may not be able to handle it well, but your son you're supposed to prepare your son to leave home at 18 and be ready to take on the world. You have not done that. He's not even working at 16 years old. And he can take the phone back from you because he know you have excuses. Well, I got to go back to school. He got to play basketball, football, whatever you said. He know your weakness already.
Yeah, I'll be on top of it.
And don't be trying to force him to listen to my show or change. He doesn't want that. He hates you. He's not ready for a change.
Yeah, I see. Okay, Jesse, I appreciate your time.
But you stay calm so you can see the right thing to do, all right?
All right.
And don't let him get you mad. Don't get into your head about it. You stay present. And you'll see how to do it.
Yeah, it's like one of the few persons that gets me angry. And I just know it's coming before I even see him. So I just tell myself, I don't even know what button he's going to push. But just be ready for the button.
But just imagine if you had no buttons, he couldn't push any of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
You should overcome your buttons. So the world or no one can push your button if you don't have them.
I got you.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So don't plan right now, but stay calm. And when you see how things go and you just stay present and deal with this boy with perfect love by not overreacting to him at all. And don't be afraid.
Okay, understood.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How the heck are you?
Hey, Tony. Happy Men's History Month.
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking, sir.
Happy Men's History Month.
I was calling you.
Tony, I didn't ask you how you were doing. I said Happy Men's History Month.
Well, I don't know what Men's History Month is, so I can't comment on
that. Well, August is Men's History Month when we are trying to point men back to God.
Back to God.
Yeah.
So when they ever leave God?
We're trying to point men back to God. Does that make sense?
Okay. I don't know, Jesse. I'm calling to ask you about the situation with Trump and protecting predators, sex predators against children. Why is that? Why is the Great White Hope protecting men that abuse and rape children.
How do you? I don't know what you mean.
I mean, he was at the island with Epstein for 15 years, being best friends with him, and now he's trying to pardon Maxwell, the lady that was helped running the sex trafficking ring. And I'm just trying to figure out how can you and others like you support Trump?
And how do you knowing know? That he's a sex how do you offender, know that's what Trump
knowing
is
that
doing?
He's a sex offender.
How do you know that's what he's doing?
Because he's reporting it. He said he's not releasing.
How do you
the,
know? How do you
he
know
said,
that's
he
what?
He said that Justin,
Tony. How do you know that that's what the president has done?
Well, I mean, he stated out of his own mouth.
He never
that
said that.
You
lied on the president. He never
Wait
said
a minute,
that.
Wait a minute, hold it, Justin. Wait a minute, Justin. Why are you running? Listen to this.
What do you mean
Let's
running?
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the situation
no,
at hand.
You call up with just crazy stuff on your head with no
Ain't
proof.
No crazy stuff. You know the truth on the matter.
Tony, calm down and let's talk. I'll let you
let's
say
talk.
What you were saying and ask
okay.
you where's your proof. You have none.
He has the list, don't he?
Where's your proof, Tony?
Do he have the list?
One last time. What
I'm
you
asking
said
you a question,
about
Justin.
The great
That's
white
a yes
hope.
Or no answer.
What you said about the great white hope. Where is your proof?
He won't release the list. That
is what,
his name
I didn't
is
ask
on.
You about in a list that you heard on the news.
Well, what else?
I'm going to ask you one more time. Where is your proof of what you said about the president?
Don't get upset, Justin. It angers
me. No, Tony. 888-775-3773. He went to the island for 15 years. You know what you're talking about. He has no proof. That's why he can't say. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia.
Don't get upset, Jesse. It's anger. 888-77.
What's that? 5-3. Why is the show playing?
Jesse! Hello?
What's going on? Hold on, Rick. Hold on, buddy. No,
he's fixed
on.
It. He's fixed it.
Why was it playing?
Because he was. That's how he listens. Don't have the show playing in the background. Listen through the listen line.
Who?
Listen through the phone.
Who was that?
Rick.
Oh, there were Rick playing it.
Yeah, he was playing the show.
Rick.
What's up, Jesse, man? I've been holding on to
Rick.
Get on, man.
Rick.
I apologize for that, brother.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Man, let me ask, man, why is it everybody's so excited about that Epstein list, man? I think people just want to live where they can be nosy. What you think?
Yeah, and they hate Trump. They're trying to hurt Trump. And they think that that's going to hurt. Those people can care less about the children. They don't care less about anything but trying to hurt Trump. And they're nosy. And it's not going to do them
yep.
any good but give them a false thrill for a minute.
That's right. Because I think they already proved that Trump wasn't there in the first place. Earlier, I thought.
It's so dumb, Rick. It's not important at all, to be honest. It's just that they're trying to hurt Trump. That's all it is.
You know, they instead of looking at the prosperity, man, like I had one of my friends. He said, Trump said he claimed to drop medicals and prescription by 1,000%, but it's only 15. Well, that's better than no drug. You didn't get none of that when Biden was in. Oh, God. You know, it's just crazy, Jesse, man. It's like people are so stuck on the media, man, and it's crazy, though. But, oh, quick question, Jesse. Why is Texas redrawing the district? I thought that was done every 10 years.
Well,
so
then,
why is Texas doing
well,
you know
the,
how
because
go ahead, I'm sorry.
The president won in Texas, and the Democrats are upset because When they were in control, they did the same thing. And they did it because they wanted to get into office. They want to stay in office because the more people in their district, the more representation they have to do what they do in Washington, D.C. And now that the Republicans are saying, oh, we got to do some redistricting here, the Democrats can't handle that because they know they're not going to have enough voters. They're going to end up on the totem pole.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, Jesse, because that's why. So Trump, I said, okay, y'all did it. We going to do it. Wow. You know, I didn't even know that. You're right about that. Because, see, I think it's every 700,000 you get a representative. I guess it is between 500,000 and 700,000 you get a representative.
It's all about trying to stay in quote-unquote power.
Oh, yeah.
It's about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why Biden and Kamala Harris left the border so wide open, because they bring them folks in and let them vote without no ID. That's why they hate IDs so much. And people can't catch. People can't see what's going on.
You know, the beauty about the Democratic Party right now, there is beauty in this. They're very angry, and they're so angry they cannot see what they're doing, and they don't see that they're hurting themselves even more so because they're emotional, they're angry.
You know.
And they think that they're hurting Donald Trump.
I'm glad I want them to hurt themselves
really
so bad that they don't even exist.
They're not hurting Donald Trump. They're hurting themselves. Hello? Rick.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jesse?
I hear you now. You went away.
Okay. Yeah, over here, when it's raining over here, and we have bad spots, and I apologize for that, but... do you think Texas would be able to redraw the state?
I don't know. I'll wait and see. According to the census back in 2020, the census were undercounted in Texas population. So there's some mess in over there. Nearly 2% of Texas population was undercounted. That's according to the Houston Chronicle.
Man, these Democrats, man.
But they're mad, Rick, yep. So they're making a fool out of themselves. And even their voters see that they're insane. They're not doing anything but cursing and dancing and yelling and overreacting.
But Jesse, they'll put them right back in, dude. They will put them right back in.
I hope not. It's like they don't know. You're right.
You know, they're like, you know, they can see we got the best economy in the world. Everybody's prospering. Right now, people can't even buy houses right now, Jesse, because the interest rate is so high. So what people are doing is holding on to the house they have, and then people who's trying to buy a house can't buy a house because $300,000-some on 7% is a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's going to change it's going to change with Donald Trump. Because I'm tired, Rick, I got to run. Call me again.
Okay.
And when it stopped raining.
Okay, yes, sir. It's raining pretty bad over here, man. And, love, thanks for taking my call, man. And everybody and their mama, this is the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Right on. I appreciate you, Rick.
Yes, sir. Love you, man. Love y'all guys, too. Be good.
All right, now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Jason, another from King Alpha Nerd. Keep on confusing these people. King Alpha Nerd here again with a coffee. For those who are pure and don't understand today's lexicons, getting cracked means they didn't get any sex.
Why are you reading it?
What?
Why are you reading it like you don't know what you're reading?
I don't know.
You read like me.
I know. Sometimes this is hard to read.
Oh.
Getting cracked means they didn't get any sex or not getting that. And I have known female supervisors and coworkers like this. When they didn't get any quote-unquote loving, everybody is on their hit list. That's why I agree men and women should not work together until that order is back in effect and women overcome their demons.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony says, smarter than some, dumber than others. I guess that's a BQ response. Is anybody smarter than you?
I'll put my two sisters on Sunday. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills. You can box any rabbi into a corner with facts if you know your scriptures. It's easy, and I've done it, says he.
Amazing. Pill. That's a brand new episode coming up later on the fallenstate.tv. I interviewed a rabbi. Okay, thank you.
Fazul, engagement ring, wedding ring, suffer ring.
What? Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. The truth hurts until you realize the truth doesn't have feelings. There's no such thing as an uncomfortable truth.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Austin says, Mr. Peterson is amazing. Shout out to the experts. Nice.
My experts are amazing for the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Amazing. Thank you, guys.
And we'll be live on Punchy TV. We experts will.
Right on.
Women deserve.
At 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Lin Yen Chin says, women deserve is a term of a vanity, also known as pride, which is hate. Just be. Can't get distracted by deserve vanity. You still number two-ing Lord Goodhair. Good? Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. I appreciate your compromise.
What the? Hey, is CDB, CBD,
uh-huh.
Is that good to take?
Ask a wholesome doctor or whatever that thing is.
Oh,
one of those
okay.
holistic doctors?
Right.
Ask one of them because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to call the person that sent it to me. Someone sent me some CBD and they said it's supposed to be good for me, but I heard that it came from pot.
It did come from the pot plant, but it's supposedly the part that doesn't get you high like THC does.
But how did it not get you high if it came from pot?
It is supposedly more anti-inflammatory, but it can make you feel relaxed, at least according to what I've heard from a couple of people who've tried it.
That's what all pot does.
Cora's Nova.
I want to know, does CBD get you high before I start taking it?
Right.
Go ahead.
Cora's novel says she is very contentious and domineering. Shocked emoji.
Thank you.
I think that's referring to, I forget whom. Nice. Uncle Ruckus says, why does Jesse have to pay for help in the church? He asks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, let me apologize to begin with. Musical notes. Let me apologize for the words I'm about to say. Apology is begging, not forgiveness. Stop confusing children, says Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, intellectual perceives the world through memories as filter. Traumatized perceives the world as memory through memories. As filter. Pardon me if I'm muttering your thing again. Be still to see straight. Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Pink, thank you, Jesse, for all your hard work every day, sir. And thank you to Trump, getting more done than most of his predecessors combined. Amazing.
It's such a short period of time, too. And they call him king. Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer asks.
Ask.
Jesse, did you make that next Fallen State guest run away? Laughing face with tears.
Amazing. You'll see.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Greenwall, and the rest, as always.
Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, I'm going to ask.
Ask!
You one more time, Tony. Bye, Tony. Ken says, Jesse, don't take CBD! ! It'll make you want to have sis.
Well,
according to him, I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone bought three coffees. Nice shirt, hey. Thank you, someone.
Yeah, it is a nice shirt. I was telling him earlier. Very nice shirt. Amazing.
Roy says, the female cop was talking about getting cracked sex term. And not getting crack white powder. She wanted, you know, this, we keep on harping on it, but sex the day before. Come on, man, he black.
Is that true?
That's what everybody's saying. It must be true if everybody's saying it.
Yeah.
Adam, three coffees. Brandy, you crazy, LOL. P.S. Shout out to Brandy.
Amazing.
Brown heart. Emoji.
I got to stop there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll read more later. Let me go to Darius out of, thank you. Let me go to Darius out of Michigan. Darius, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well.
Yes, sir. I called you a while ago. I have some things going on.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm in a situation with my woman right now. We've been living together for the longest. We're not married. We did have a child. I have a son. That's my only child. And it just seemed like I'm conflicted with it, you know, like it's like one day we're okay, we're good, and then the next is like I know it's with me because it's not like she doesn't listen. She listens, does what I ask her to do, but it's just certain things that she just has a problem with, as far as like making sure the house is clean or making sure, you know, I'm fed, or making sure certain things that I feel like a woman should just naturally have in them, she just doesn't exhibit, you know what I mean?
If that's so true, why are you putting up with her?
And that's what That's what I was trying to figure out, because I think it's because of my son, basically. Because before that, I knew I wasn't supposed to be with her. I was just in a situation because, you know, I'm a convicted felon, so it was kind of hard for me to get a place and things at that time. So I kind of did, before I even heard of you, I was kind of, you know, just in the wind, being a beta. And, I kind of got with her, kind of knowing that she wasn't the one for me in a way. But then she kind of grew on to me. She started listening a whole lot more.
So you got with her because you needed her.
Basically. It wasn't kind of like that. It was more so we were with each other at one
Darius,
point. We broke up.
Darius, let me tell you this. Up? Because of time, this thing going to cut us off here in a minute. Are you able to call me back tomorrow on this, and I take your call as soon as you call in?
Okay.
Yeah, because the show is over. Call me back tomorrow. Let the guy know I asked you to call back, and I'll go right to your call, all right?
All right, appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. After that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. To the callers, tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. But we'll take all calls. Thank you for your support. We finished up the Super Test tomorrow as well. I am out of time. Work on yourself, folks. Get to know yourself. It'll be amazing. You will have a perfect life, I promise you. But you got to work on yourself. Know thyself. I'm out of time, folks. Have a good one. Bye. Know that self so you get something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just see first God's kingdom curse.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.